Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm happy.
Maybe you can see me, maybe not. This depends on Sam's editing style today.
Yeah.
Because there's something very, very new and the first time that we are trying it out. Yeah. Sam, how are you?
I'm happy.
Do you feel good in your new body?
Yes. I finally feel comfortable in my body. Okay. For everyone listening to the podcast, not on YouTube.
True.
It's, now hashtag sad life because we are making a video. This is our first episode we are recording with a V model.
Exactly. Like, actually, like, I was a little bit against it in trying it out, but we already used, like, these anime-style characters to represent us.
Why do you say you were against it? You were the only person in this team who really thought about it and really wanted to do it and really researched stuff and then finally downloaded the app, even paid money for it, and then spent so much time designing this beautiful model. Look at Sam. If you can, go to YouTube.
Yes, so for everyone who is not on YouTube, yeah, you should take a look at it or go onto our Instagram. I think until then there will be pictures of Sam's new model.
Probably not on YouTube yet because editing takes a huge ass long time when you have to edit for YouTube. So you will see it on Instagram.
You will see it at some point, and there will be also like maybe some changes also in the character design at some point again.
Look at Sam. Sam is perfect.
Sam, do you want to
describe? I will.
Do you want to describe your character?
Yes. Beautiful personality.
I thought about your model. But yeah, beautiful personality.
Very nice, very funny.
Best person I've ever met.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit mean.
No, sometimes.
ask my boss.
Your boss is always like crying himself.
Yeah, he's so mad at me right now. Okay, so look at my Sam. Sam has black hair with purple glow. I have cat ears.
Yes.
And cat teeth, which is based on my profile picture on Discord, which Mindy and Tia made.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Mindy designed our thumbnail for our tea party episode.
Yeah.
In which I'm having tea.
Yeah, where you wear like what kind of dress? I think you did send me pictures of a dress
Victorian
that you would have liked me to draw.
Yeah.
And then I drew it, and actually I also did something like unusual with the eyes, where I used like a new style. Little stars. I really like it. And you had like a hat and everything, and it looks more like fancy style. And then Tia gave you cat eyes and cat
cat ears and whiskers.
Cat
ears
and whiskers. Exactly. Yeah. And my model is based on it.
Yeah. It's my favorite picture in the world, and I use it on Discord. And now I have a model that looks exactly like that, and it makes me very happy.
I'm very glad that you like it, because I was like, will Sam like it or not?
Sam likes it.
Perfect.
Sam has beautiful jewelry. I have a beautiful dress. It's blue with gold. And I have hand accessories. Yeah
The thing is, the model doesn't have, like, with this VTuber models, like with this anime character models, 3D versions, you can also include body tracking. For now we only have like face tracking, so if at some point you would like the audience on YouTube, or at some point you want someone to see your virtual hands, you can also get like hand tracking or body tracking, where you can move your whole body and maybe do some dancing or anything.
Yay!
Yeah. But for now, it's only emotions.
Look at my teeth!
The poor listeners.
I'm sorry. Okay.
The poor only listeners.
But go to Instagram.
Yes, she also has now cat teeth, as you do in real life.
Yeah.
It's based on your real life model.
Yes. I have beautiful teeth. Next to my shining personality.
Now, every time when there's like one person you don't like, you can just bite them. This is what you should do with the... With a
person who's mad at me right now. Yeah. I will bite him. Yeah, next time we meet.
This solves the problem. Yeah. You don't discuss about it. You don't talk about it. You just bite him and then he's angry or sad.
I'm done having conversations with stupid people. I just start biting them.
Oh my.
I have to send you a meme later.
Nice. And so I constructed a model for you.
Yeah.
And I also constructed a model for me, but also for today, for the YouTubers, for the people on YouTube, you will only see Sam's model, and for now only Sam's model in general, also on Instagram, because we don't have two laptops right now.
Yeah, if I knew, I would have brought my laptop. I also have a camera now, finally.
And, oh, perfect.
Yeah, HD even. Imagine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So maybe your quality might also be better than mine. Because I felt every time when I use my computer, like the last few weeks, I felt like, okay, he needs a long time to boot and do stuff and load pages.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on the like 900 data files that I have on it for my work.
Delete it.
No, my Delete work.
It. We need podcasting space.
I was already thinking today of going to our, how's it called, university secretary person, because she once gave me an HDMI cable, and like I got it for free and could use it at the university, and then I was thinking, and maybe I could ask her if, like, I could order something, like, for work.
Yeah.
Like, how's it called, an external... Not a laptop. External thing where you put your data.
Yeah.
How's it called in English? External device? I don't know.
Yeah.
So that I could put my work or podcast stuff. I think more my work stuff.
Yeah, put your work stuff away, Mindy.
The work stuff needs to be somewhere else. Yeah. And so now you only see or hear about Sam's model, and in future you will also see my model.
Yeah.
Maybe or not. Depends.
We will see.
We will see. So, but what are we going to do today? This is a podcast Fiction After Lunch. We just talked about VTubers and models and stuff that maybe the listeners cannot see right now.
Yeah.
But what can we offer them for the ears?
Oh my. Sam looks very mad right now. We have a story and it's the worst chapter so far. Hashtag spoiler.
Hashtag spoiler wars.
It's so cringe. It's so horrible. I'm so sorry. I don't want to read it. I really don't.
Is Gordon a part of it?
Yeah. It's oh my god. Oh, I had to highlight stuff for Mindy to read out loud.
What?
Yes. Okay. And why are you surprised? I always highlight stuff. Why are you surprised?
I don't know. I was just like, it sounded so...
What? You never do that.
I don't know. It sounded more special. I was like, what? But yeah, true. You always do it. Why was I surprised? I don't know. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know. That you highlight stuff for me?
Yes, I do.
But normally it's also like the three of us, like Neona or other people or something.
Yeah, Neona or Mac.
So it felt mostly more special that you highlight stuff for me.
Just for you, Mindy.
Just for me.
Yeah. So Mindy will be doing the voices of this horrible piece of fiction and I will do the narrator voice. And I really don't want to do this. Do you even remember what happened last time? Mindy? Mindy, did you pay attention? Mindy, don't look at me like that. What happened? What happened? I had so much sugar.
I feel pressured. yes, last time... what happened? We read it together with Mac, didn't we?
Yes.
What
was scratched?
Something about a crotch.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Whose crotch was it?
Sorry. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Rico did some scratching and nose poking and looked very, I don't know, unpleasant. unpleasant for the eyes.
Yeah.
And yeah, Trudy just talked with him, I guess.
Trudy took a picture.
Oh yeah. She took a threatening picture.
Yeah.
Like
a threatening picture.
For the future when he's like doing something wrong or something, she's like, haha, I can send it to all your friends, but you don't have friends.
What Mandy wanted to express was blackmail.
Yeah.
Threatening. Right. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
It's the act that you're going to do with the picture that you took.
Mm-hmm. No, the act you're doing is blackmailing.
But isn't it also... Isn't threatening also a part of blackmailing?
Nah, probably. Sometimes.
Or maybe you can blackmail if you have, like, proof or something.
Yeah.
That you can use against a person. Yeah. And threatening is, I think, when you don't have anything.
I'm getting distracted by my model. Sorry. I'm not even paying attention anymore.
I like how you just, like, how's it called? Moved your body.
Yeah.
Moved your model. I don't want to be like all of the other... Like, I heard some bad stuff about VTubers, actually.
What did you hear?
Like, that they always try to be, like, very super cute and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's, like, sometimes feels like they don't have, like, a real personality. But I think I want to just go with our models and just be ourselves.
Yeah.
But you're not becoming a cat girl. That's fine for me also.
I am a cat girl. I am a cat girl already. Let me push down some stuff from the table.
No, don't push. Not the microphone. Not your phone.
Sam, stop.
Don't do this to my apartment.
You don't even have anything on your table.
I just wait for you to sit on, how's it called, up on my carpet. No, carpet is something
else. You say carpet, but you're looking at the wardrobe.
Isn't it the same? No.
No, carpet is...
Yeah.
This. Yeah.
Carpet. Something. I don't know. But yeah, I just wait for you like to sit up there on my wardrobe.
Mm.
Just lick cupboard, your hands.
You mean cupboard?
Cupboard might also be.
Mm.
And then you just throw stuff away, stuff down.
Yeah. Plans for later tonight.
Oh no! Yeah, but we talked enough about it, and we want to go into reading this chapter as fast as possible, so that you could be happy again.
I will never be happy again, Mindy.
Oh no! Look at your model, I think this one makes you happy.
Yeah, maybe when I'm looking at Sam with little cat ears
and whiskers. Do you want to call her something, your other personality, cat personality? Cat Sam.
Yeah.
Or just Sam.
Cat Sam.
Nice. So now we have Sam, Cat Sam. No.
We also have Small Sam, who wrote the story about Trudy.
Mm-hmm. But before we go into the story...
Yeah.
What did you have for lunch?
Oh! I was at my parents' house again.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother made soup.
What kind of soup?
Disgusting soup.
What?
Sorry, Mom. You're not listening to this.
But normally, like, the last times when I ate something from her, it was quite good.
I'm not a huge fan of the soup she made.
What kind of soup did she make?
I don't know. Soup with vegetables and meat. It wasn't for me. It was a bit sour.
Oh, okay.
Not a huge fan of sour soup.
Ooh.
And, yeah, I only had one plate of it, and now I'm still very hungry, so I'm eating all the stuff I brought for Mindy.
That's so really fun. Like, I still have a lot of, like, my Finnish treats and everything.
Yeah, and I brought some stuff from France, because we went to France for my parents' 32nd wedding anniversary. Yeah, that's a long time.
Respect.
Yeah.
I respect your father in this regard.
For us staying so long. I think he's only staying because of the dog, to be honest.
he's actually not married to your mom. He's actually married to the dog.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Oh, what?
That's what she always says.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, my. But how was your trip to France then? So you went to France?
Yeah, we just went shopping. The drive there was awful. I talked about this earlier, I'm not talking about it again, I don't want to bore anyone. the traffic was horrific.
Horrific.
And, yeah. All the villages were closed down. There was no way to get to France, except for a very long way. And it was exhausting. But over there, it was nice, like it always is. And I bought some clothes and, like, that shirt I'm currently wearing.
I was actually thinking about it right now.
It's my very favorite shirt now. It's with poppy flowers. It's black and white with black dots, and it has poppy flowers on it. And it's my favorite kind of flower, and I'm very happy.
Actually, also the cloth looks very comfy.
Yeah.
Can I touch?
Yeah, touch me.
Oh my god.
I'm being touched.
It's actually really, really nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And you are not going to see it, because I'm not taking photos of myself.
Because you only see Ketsam. Yeah, or nothing.
Or nothing. It depends on where you listen to. It
depends on what you want.
Yeah, hashtag sad life. Yeah, and I brought some sweets from France. Yeah. Some madeleines and some gingerbread, basically. And some cookies.
Yeah, and the thing is, normally I don't like gingerbread, but actually this kind of gingerbread I like.
Nice.
It's very weird, like, I don't know what's the difference between, like, this one
I didn't expect you to like it. I ate most of it now, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Like, I usually don't eat, like, much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the difference. Like, we have in Germany, like, this gingerbread houses or something. Stuff that you can build with gingerbread. And I don't like this kind of gingerbread that you use for it.
I think the difference is that in the gingerbread we're eating right now, it has a lot of ginger in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think the German gingerbread has as much ginger. It's more bread than ginger.
Yeah, and it feels more hard, I would say. Like the German one. This one is like very
soft.
Soft and smooth and yeah, spicy. It actually tastes good.
Yeah. I think it's spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, I would also prefer like the
French.
The French version of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So your lunch was soup?
I had soup. Soup.
What did I eat? I remember. I actually ate, how can I describe? It's glass noodles with peanut butter sauce.
Wow.
It's actually very easy, like just peanut butter, just put it in a pan, dissolve it, put some soy sauce on it, some sugar, and what else? I think some mirin, so some Japanese sake thing. Just some alcohol. Put some alcohol on it.
Ah.
And just mix everything and then put it on the noodles.
Okay.
So this was actually my lunch with like a cucumber salad for the freshness.
Sounds nice.
And I have to tell you, I brought myself, I'm now a member of my library in this village.
Village?
Like.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wherever I'm living is more like outside.
Outside of the city.
Yeah, I'm living in a village and there's like a really small library. And I always wanted to go there. And I think last week or 2 weeks ago, I think more last week, I went there with Mac and I didn't knew that it was actually so big.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is open so regularly. And there were actually a lot of people. I was like, okay. And I actually went inside and they had so many really nice books. And I was like, oh, I want to take all of them. And actually I took 2 books, and I actually got myself a library card now. So I can just, if you want to get some books, we can go there together, and I can just, how's it called, lend them.
Okay.
And I'm very happy about it, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I got myself, like, a recipe book.
Yeah.
From, this book includes recipes from America, Portugal?
Portugal,
Spain, Italy, Greece, Dubai.
Yeah.
And I think also more, a little bit Asian stuff also.
Okay.
But I'm not, Arabia?
Arabia, I think.
Yeah, there were also like in this kind of area some recipes. And it's actually really, really interesting. I can show you afterwards. There were some recipes I have never heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really cool. So and actually also quite easy.
Plans for Saturday.
Yeah, plans for Saturday. Because there was, for example, one American dish, which was popovers.
Yeah.
And it's actually like very easy recipe, just flour, milk or something, and eggs. And then you put these in like a muffin form.
Yeah.
And then you then you bake them.
Yeah.
And you don't open the oven. And then they become like balloons. It's like muffins that become like balloons. And they are inside, they have a hole. Mm-hmm. And you only have like the outer crust.
Yeah.
And it's actually really, really good. I need to show you the recipes. Or you can just Google popovers. It's really nice.
Okay.
So this is my secret tip. But you cannot eat it like all the time because it's very...
Filling?
Not filling because it's empty inside. So you only have like the outer part. It's very weird when I describe it. I need to show you. I was also surprised that it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
And but you eat it with butter, marmalade, so quite heavy. But this was not my lunch today. This is just like... I'm trying
just out in general.
Some, just in general.
General lunch.
So the food corner for today.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this was my lunch. This was my food. This is your face.
This is my face.
I will. Oh my god, I love to listen to the only listen version. Yeah, this is my face. Yes, that's your face. Okay.
Look at that face.
So, do we want to go? Yeah, we don't really
want. I don't want. I do not.
But, yeah, let's go into the chapter. Sam was just like, no.
Nah.
No.
What happened so far? Trudy has a nightmare, and on the way to school, she feels watched again.
Oh, yeah, they were on the way to school.
Yeah. And it continues. Finally, we arrived at the house where Gordon lived. Because they wanted to meet him before school.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh no. Oh no. Shit.
Oh, this will be interesting. Okay, let's go into it. Gordon time.
Oh. I hate this so much. Oh my god. Oh my god, I hate this so much.
I like that this is the first episode on YouTube where we have like a live model recording your reactions.
This model Sam looks happy right now. I am not.
Oh no.
He had already been waiting for us outside. At first, he looked at me shyly, but when I smiled, he took me stormily in his arms.
I like that he took her stormily in his arms, like, ah, oh, hello, my wife.
Future wife.
Yeah, future wife. Already having like a wing on his in his one hand.
I hate this. Oh my god.
Oh, I missed you so much.
He said in an almost tearful voice.
Oh, yeah, and it was tearful enough, right?
Yeah. Hoping it was just a joke. I closed my eyes and kissed him gently, first on the cheek and then on the mouth.
I like that she's saying that she was just hoping that it was a joke.
Yeah, because it's so cringe to say. But we always say it, right?
Yeah, this was the first thing that
stuck. Yeah.
Actually, this was the first thing that today you told me.
When I arrived at her flat, I said,
I missed you so much.
Yeah, but...
But you didn't kiss me on the cheek or in the mouth, so that was better.
Plans for later tonight.
No! I already, like, there was one person who already made a fan art of us.
Yeah.
Drawing us both looking very romantically into each other's eyes.
Yeah, and I'm very happy about this drawing. Thank you so much. I love this fan art. I hang it on my wall.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to, like, include that.
We are being shipped. If you wanna... write fan fiction about us. I want to be a pirate. I just want to have it out there.
It will be just like your normal self with like a, how's it called, an eye.
With a hat. With an eye patch and a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a parrot, like on the shoulder.
Yes. But I still have my cat ears and cat teeth and whiskers. Oh, that's God. Very important. I'm a cat pirate.
So the hat is just lying on your cat ears.
No, there are little holes in the hat where my ears stick out.
Yeah. I have now ideas for the next model.
Yeah.
I can make a pirate version of you, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. Okay.
Oh, I just remembered that we were reading a text. Okay, we have... Okay. The feeling of being watched left the area of my stomach and gave way to the feeling of lots of little butterflies fluttering wildly. After a while, I pushed him away.
I just...
This
reminds me of the part where she was like pushing and pulling. So yeah. Now they are like pulling at each other, like, yeah, oh, I know, sure, I missed you so much. And then she's like, no, go away.
Yeah. My fingers stroked the soft fabric of his sweater vest, if of their own accord.
Where's my popcorn? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now think about accordion guy again.
Oh, no!
This will make sense to no one outside of us. Okay.
No.
I traumatized Mindy.
No. Yeah, I'll go ahead then.
Rico said and left us standing. For quite a while, we stayed where we were. Stood facing each other and looked at each other. He held my hands tightly.
I like that they were just standing.
Staring at each other.
Having like a stare contest, like, okay.
Yeah, who blinks first?
Same idea. Yeah. Who blinks first, lost, loses.
Yeah.
Loses an arm or a leg.
Sounds like Mindy is writing the story.
Yes. She's like, let's have a challenge now.
Yeah. I challenge you to the death. It's about time, I finally said. Slowly, we walked close together towards the school. We were then the last to enter the classroom, but classes had not yet started. Mrs. Meyer, our geography teacher, was already sitting at the desk, but was still leafing through a rather tattered fashion magazine. Ah, wait, let me read this again. Oh, this is a stupid sentence. We were then the last to enter the classroom, but classes had not yet started. Mrs. Meyer, our geography teacher, was already sitting at the desk, but was still leafing through a rather tattered fashion magazine. Yeah. I sat down in my seat beneath my friends Sophia and Clara.
Are these the same friends that were already mentioned like once before in the friends group? Okay. So the names are coherent. No. What is it? Constant?
No. Reoccurring?
Reoccurring? So it's actually a wet line in your story.
Yes. Can you imagine? No.
Maybe. But is it often that like teachers or something were just looking through some magazines or something?
Yeah.
Or because I don't know.
Yes. It happened at my school when the teachers weren't ready yet to hold the lesson. They were still waiting for the bell to ring. They would leaf through a newspaper or...
Oh, true, sorry, newspaper.
I suppose they don't do it nowadays because everyone has a phone.
Yeah. You can just read the newspaper on your phone or something.
Or the fashion magazine.
Yeah, the fashion magazine. I think my English teacher also did this, that he was coming inside the classroom with like a, how's it called, a cup of coffee, and then a newspaper, and then he was just lying it, like also on the table of the students, who were like, the desk, how's it called, the teacher's desk, were sometimes like connected with the first desks of some students.
Yeah, he would put the newspaper also on the student's desk.
Yes, and this was always, like, very funny. Like, the student was always like, yeah, maybe I can read with you.
Yeah, I remember this happening at our school as well.
Yeah. Actually quite sweet.
But today everyone has a phone.
Do you think there are some schools where phones are forbidden?
Yes.
I think there was, like, some.
I talked to people at... Uni, who said at their school phones were not allowed.
But they were the same age as we, or...?
Yeah, same age as...
Okay.
It's me.
It's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for me it was the same. Like, I think we didn't have phones.
Yeah.
But I once bring my Nintendo DS. And this was already not allowed.
Yeah, and we already know the story because you taught it several times.
No, this was now when I was in 7th grade. When I bring my Game Boy Color in French class, this was in high school.
This was different. Okay.
This was a different story. There were several occasions where I bring devices to school, and then they were like, maybe they care or maybe they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I was always trying it.
Okay.
But yeah, in high school it was normal to have a phone at some point. Like, I think it just started that everyone got a phone, mm-hmm. but not as obsessive as now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if Gordon has a phone. Or not. Oh, or Trudy has one.
Oh no, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh god, oh no. Please stop. No.
Hey Trudy, what's up?
They said simultaneously and then giggled. So we were talking about Sophia and Clara.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going great, but I'm so terribly in love, I sighed.
So this is the worst thing that can happen.
It gets worse! Laughing, Sophia patted me on the shoulder and said,
yeah, in love with... What? Wait, okay.
Maybe he has to read it.
Yeah, in love with the ugliest freak in school. But hey, we're happy if you are. Is Sophia the person she had the phone call with?
Yeah.
She's
her best friend.
Oh, okay, because it's in character. She already said during the phone call that, yeah, you have a bad taste, but yeah, I'm happy for you. So this is very similar to the one thing that she said. But still.
And Clara added.
Do they have different voice? Because I used no high voice.
You can use the same voice. They're
similar.
Yeah, they're similar enough.
At least no one will come and take him away from you. And this you consider friends? They are just dissing your taste. Maybe you'll break my relationship record of 1 month and 10 days. If Marcy doesn't poison you first. Look at the way she's looking at you again. Oh, Marcy's looking at her like... I want to be in a relationship with her.
Yeah. Trudy, wake up!
Trudy! Oh, this would be so nice if she just looks now at Marcy and she's like, Trudy, wake up. And then it turns to the dream version of Marcy again, where she looks grumpy at her or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in one moment where there was hope.
Sophia and I turned in sync and Marcy raised her middle finger solemnly.
Best! This is her way of showing...
That she loves her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Clara shook her straight brown hair and said,
she's really got a wheel. Come on, let's ignore her.
I do not remember what it said in German.
She's really got a wheel? Ah, sie hat ein Rad ab.
Wahrscheinlich.
I think so. So,
she's crazy, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, maybe Trudy could just befriend Marcy. I think she would not diss her taste in relationship maybe so much.
Yeah. But I mean, Marcy had a traumatizing morning when she was robbed by a little girl with curious brown eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who now has a new phone in the bag of several phones that she stole in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Demonstratively, all three of us turned to face the front again. At the teacher's desk, Mrs. Meyer slammed her magazine shut, looked at her watch, and groaned.
She has no interest in giving this class at all. She's ah.
Yes.
Yeah, but now I can relate. I think, didn't you also give some classes where you stood in the front or gave a class?
In the school? I was... leader of the math... I was head of the math club.
Mm.
Because the teacher got pregnant and no one else wanted to do it. So when I was in 12th and 13th grade, I did math club with little kids.
Yeah. But was it always like that you were very motivated to do it, or were there like some days where you're like, ugh, I could go home?
I was often quite motivated to do it, but it was very difficult and it really taught me a lesson, which was Sam cannot be a teacher. Because there were, I already told Mindy the story, but it's a good story. There were four little kids. Huh? One was a nerd. He was very nice. One only told dirty jokes. One was a sweet little girl who had also a lot of energy. And one was a mean little girl who had a lot of energy. And at one point in the math club, one boy was telling dirty jokes. One was doing math work. One was threatening jumping out of a window. What? And one had a nosebleed.
What the hell?
And that was the moment I knew I cannot be a teacher. Because I had to take care of four kids. And I also had a partner who helped me. Mm-hmm. We were doing it. The two of us were head of math class, actually. But he was a very quiet person and it was mostly me talking to the kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this was the moment I knew I could not.
Were there only four kids or were there also
There were only four kids!
But still, if they are like, how's it called?
I will never forget the little girl. She was wearing a white shirt and she had blood. Red blood on her white shirt. And it was the cutest little girl. She was very nice and she liked drawing and stuff. But seeing the little kid with blood on her shirt really freaked me out so much that I knew I could not do this. And then the other girl was standing on the
Why was she like at the window, the one kid?
Because I couldn't manage to tell her not to be at the window.
Like, which floor were you at? Like, first floor?
Second floor.
What the hell?
She would have broke something if she jumped.
How old were these?
I don't know.
How was the age difference?
Sixth grade. All of them were in the same class.
Okay, so they were sixth grade and which were you?
12.
Okay.
I was 6 years older.
So huge
older.
Difference also.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this sounds horrible actually.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't going to do it in a way I'm going to kill myself, but she was just hyperactive and I didn't know how to handle it because I had no kind of, no one taught me what to do in this situation.
Mm.
They just said, hey, you can do it. No, none of the teachers want to do it, so have fun.
Oh my gosh, take care of our children.
Yeah. One more or less natural selection.
The parents
That's what
like...
they used to say. Nowadays you're not allowed to say this anymore. But that's how it was back then.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know, like, there are some moments where I also think, yeah, this is how it
This is how
be.
Life works.
This is just how...
Sorry, we are old.
We also have dark humor, so...
Yeah, it's difficult to leave this mentality behind sometimes.
Yeah, and...
But, don't be mean to other people, but also don't leave your kids with other kids who are not trained to take care of kids.
Mm.
I mean, I was an only child, and I never took care of other kids. I was not used to it. Maybe you are more prepared to do such a job if you had a little sibling.
Mm.
Well, you know what to do
when they get
the zoomies.
Like, yeah, I think everything is just like experience and training. And I don't know if it would be a career that you were interested in. I think you can just, I don't know, train yourself and I don't know. Like,
I mean,
teachers learn all kind of this, also like how they distance themselves from like from getting too much into contact with children and something, and how to distance like
emotionally
because like one friend of mine is actually a teacher now and she's marrying like in May, and she always tells me stories, and I always like, okay, sometimes you tell me stories about these kids who have like really immense problems at home,
yeah,
and like on a personal level. And you as a teacher has to see, like, okay, where is the border? How can I help this kid? And how can I still be a teacher?
Yeah.
And not completely, like, their therapist or something.
Yeah.
And she's always, like, telling me stories about it. And normally she tells me very, very adorable and very cute stories. So, but yeah. Teacher is not only... You could become a professor if you really want to teach people. I think being a teacher is also, like, teaching people stuff. Like, about life.
What do I do when someone from the university students gets a nosebleed?
Give him a tissue.
Please stop bleeding on your textbook.
Yeah, professor would be like, yeah, maybe you could go outside and go to the bathroom or continue bleeding. I don't care. I think in university it's more like you're on your own. The professor will just continue doing what he does. And you can go or not.
I remember someone got a nosebleed in physics lecture.
Okay, and? What did he do?
I'm not sure. Perhaps he did just carry on with the lesson, with the lecture.
Mm.
Maybe he paused for a bit and sent him out to not bleed on the floor.
Don't bleed on the exercise sheet that I just gave you.
Yeah.
I paid it with my money. Yeah, it's difficult.
I mean, still, if I saw someone with an... I'm just mentioning nosebleeds. Yeah, I would freak out if one of the students wasn't feeling well. We also had someone who had an epileptic shock.
Oh, okay.
And we had to call the ambulance in the middle of a lecture. This also happened. And stuff like that would just freak me out so much.
Yeah. I think you have to... I don't know. I think maybe we both are very sensible. And I don't know, when there's like one person who
sensitive.
And when there's like one thing that is like, I don't know, you see someone has a problem
crying.
Or something. Yeah,
someone comes into your office and starts crying and starts ranting. What do you do then now? You give him a cookie and you give him a tea.
Or the other way, you could just be honest and say like, okay, hey, I cannot help you. I'm also like, how's it called? This problem is over my own... überfordert, how's it called?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm emotionally unstable as well.
You just
start crying louder.
You just start telling him about your problems and then he's stopping.
Yeah, but have I told you about my...
Oh, that's
guy,
interesting. But have I told you?
I have it so much worse than you.
I think that's the moment where he's actually like, okay, I will not go there anymore.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get the attention that he actually wanted to talk about his problems or something. So maybe that's a good way, by the way.
Yeah. Then I'm the problem. Oh, of course, we're just joking. Please, kids, be nice to each other.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. Now we have to go back to this horrible story. You're the teacher, Mrs. Meyer, the geography teacher. Give me your best geography teacher voice.
Is she old? Is she young? Is she me?
She was... Oh, the teacher I based this on was... I think in her late 30s, but she was incredibly mean. She was...
Okay.
She was gone for 2 years because she had cancer, but she survived and came back. And there were some horrible jokes about this, which I will not repeat
on
this podcast, but it's not a fun fact, but maybe a sad fact.
That's actually hashtag sad life fact.
Yeah, we're... treating this with a lot of respect, obviously. But she was incredibly mean. I just want to say. So, yeah.
So, I should be mean.
Yeah.
Good morning, 90.
A lazy. Good morning, Mrs. Myers. Was lost in a rustle of leaves and shuffling of chairs coming from all directions.
Today we start with a new topic. Volcanism.
She said aloud. General sighing and grumbling was the response. Not again!
I love volcanoes.
I love volcanoes so much.
Ah, please, give me more. Actually, I really love volcanoes.
Yeah, same.
First, take a closer look at the structure of a volcano. Okay.
She continued, flipping open the blackboard, probably to draw one of her abstract illustrations. But there it was, in big and bold letters.
No, it's coming, now it's coming. I hate this. So I read it or do you?
You read it.
Trudy is fat and ugly!
First of all, we don't support body shaming on this podcast.
Just small Sam.
just small Sam supports it. I don't. Small Sam just wanted to have something mean written there. And this was what Small Sam thought was mean.
Hmm.
And it's written on the blackboard. And I spit on your laptop and I'm very sorry about it.
Yeah, spit on my laptop. He likes it.
What a laptop.
This is my masochistic laptop. I push keys all day long on him. And he's still like, ah, oh, yeah, give me more. Okay, this
when
is now a different topic.
Keys. Okay.
But is this actually like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Trudy feels like a character who is not really like impressed by these kind of things.
Yeah.
Like in when she fell down, when someone like, I don't know, put a leg in her way or something, she was like, okay, I just stand up and everything will be fine. And Marcy is mean to her all the time. She's like, oh yeah, Marcy has just problems and I will go on with my life.
I don't care. I'm so much better than you.
Yeah, it feels like she's not like taking insults or something seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what her reaction will be.
A murmur went through the room. I looked across the room. Marcy smiled in satisfaction.
Trudy, clean the board, please,
the teacher said. Empathetically unimpressed, I shrugged my shoulders, stood up and walked to the front. Loud enough for everyone to hear me, I muttered with faint disappointment. How unimaginative! I have so many interesting bad qualities.
Trudy just became my favorite character in the story. She's actually, I don't know, she's actually handling this quite well, I would say.
Yeah, it was supposed to show that Trudy is quite tough.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the line, Trudy, clean the board, please, was supposed to show how mean the teacher actually is. And how I was treated in school because I was the one being bullied. And then I was the one getting, being beschimpft. Also, die Lehrer schimpfen mit mir.
So the teacher actually gave you the responsibility for the stuff that happened to you.
Yes, exactly. That's what happened. And that's what is shown in this exact line.
Yeah, that's because, really...
Yeah.
The thing that the teacher does is, like, not caring about the emotion of the person, student. She's just, like, even not finding out who was responsible
for
it.
Who did this? Oh, I see a name, get up, clean the board.
Yeah. And she's just like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But therefore, Trudy's reaction on this is very good. She takes it with, like...
Grace.
With grace, with humor, like... I think the worst thing would just be to shout and start crying or something.
Leave the room.
Leave the room. And then it feels like the bully won.
Yeah.
And I think if you take it this way, it still hurts, I would say.
Yeah, it's of not course like, she's hurt. But
yeah,
she still doesn't
hurt.
Shout.
She doesn't shout.
And she wins this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would do it the same way, I guess. I think the worst thing that the bully wants to see is, like, that you still have a smile on your face and a joke.
Yeah.
And that you, like, not show that it actually hurts you. Sometimes also...
I mean, in theory, yes, but I think if this actually happened to me, I would start getting physical. because
she stands up, go to Marcy and slaps her in the face.
Throws the table over.
Also to the teacher, like, also slaps the teacher in the face.
She goes off to the yeah. Slaps both of them, slapping all
around. Mrs. Meyer, you can clean the board. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Do something for your job.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. What did we read? I have to go back.
This sucks so much. It was,
in general, very cringe. Mm. There was some bullying going on. Trudy is now my favorite character.
Mm.
Sophia is like, okay, maybe you shouldn't be friends with her.
Yeah, Sophia is based on my best friend from back then.
Eh?
And, yeah.
But isn't it, like, mean what she... Or maybe if she said it in a, like, jokingly way?
This is a direct quote from her. I mean...
What? I would feel offended.
I liked one guy from our... From... Not from our class, but from the parallel class?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if
like not an A B or he yeah. was an A B.
Yeah, we
C
were
in
D, he was in B. And there was this one guy I liked. And my best friend's comment on it was he's so ugly, how could you like him? We were never together, by the way. I never had a relationship. But I did like people who were ugly and
at least
in my best friend's opinion.
But it's your opinion and let me see this, Sophia. Come on, let me talk with her. This is not how you should support and not like if it's not like okay, one good thing is also like if she doesn't like the same guy.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good point, because then you don't get in this, like, weird shit of, like, love triangle and, oh, I like the same guy. And
good thing I really don't like Mac.
I'm so happy about it. he's special, I would say.
Yeah, very special.
I like the special way. But I know...
He's too young for me.
The thing is, he doesn't look so young. He's actually looking...
He's the grandpa.
Oh my god.
In the body of a child.
Tell you one story. And I have to tell it right now because you mentioned Mac.
Oh,
and that he is too young for you.
Yeah.
But actually, there's like this event that he is organizing. And there are like older people going there and learning about the language or something.
Yeah.
So, and I was also once there, like, because I was just there.
Yeah. Over the weekend. You had no other choice.
I had no other choice. I had, like, I was just sitting there and people figured out, I was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Mac told me weeks after, after I went there, that after the event, how's it called? There was this one event and this event takes place, like, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the next...
Meeting
where I was not at. Actually, one guy came up to Mac.
Yeah.
And told him, like, isn't she too young for you? Like, there was actually one guy worried about Mac, like, that he's interested in, like...
Two young girls.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
I'm 4 years older than him.
Yeah.
And now every time, like, we always make this comparison, like, he looks like, I don't know, like, 30 or 40.
Mm.
And I always, like, there are some people who still think that I'm under 18. So, in my mind, when I have this image, that what other people think of us when they see us, and every time when we go through the town and held hands.
Yeah, grandpa with his niece.
Yeah, grandpa with his niece or something.
Yeah. I mean, no. Grandpa was asleep. It's not the right word, but it's okay. Grandchild is the word you were looking for. Granddaughter. But okay.
Oh god. Yeah, with his daughter, otherwise, I don't know. Yeah. Just a short tangent here.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to Sophia, I don't like the way she talks to Trudy. I hope she's going to die in next chapter.
She might. We don't know.
Maybe by Mossy.
Maybe Mossy.
And then Mossy will be.
Maybe Mindy will kill her.
Oh! Intermediate chapter, maybe, idea?
Idea?
Like, Mindy is like, ah, no, you don't say this to your to your best friend, and then, like, I get my knives out and solve this problem in an easy way.
Yep.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, the chapter was quite nice, actually.
Yes? I think it was the worst one so far.
And the next one will be also cringe?
I don't know yet. I haven't highlighted the parts. I typed it all a while ago.
Okay.
I think over the Christmas holidays, I typed everything. This was... you remember the episode when I was very productive and Mindy wasn't?
Yeah, the New Year's episode or something.
Yeah.
Because during New Year's, I did nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I did so much.
Oh my. Actually, I feel very productive currently. So.
Okay.
Because I made you a cute model!
Yeah, look at little Sam!
Only listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, my prediction for next time is Sophia will die.
Okay.
Like, this is also my wish. This is my wish. And we have now cat ears and everything. So more cats will be included. Cats. So everyone who doesn't like cats, we have now a cat Sam. So there's nothing you can do against.
My best friend from back then, my ex-best friend, would not like Cat Sam.
We have to show her.
Yeah. I have to track her down and she'll be like, where did you get this number from?
Oh, you just call her. Just like, how's it called? Unknown number.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, hello. And then you just have to tell her like, I'm a cat now.
I'm a cat now, bye. Who is this?
Who is this? Yeah, so if you want to see pictures of cat girl,
Sam,
and I don't know, food, stuff related, and more, you can go to our social media. We have Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
Yeah, if you see this video, you're definitely on YouTube, where we are.
Yeah.
Fiction After Lunch.
If you're not, go to YouTube.
If you're not, go to YouTube and see cat girl, Sam, cat Sam.
Yeah, sometime in the future. But
sometime in the future.
But you can see it on Instagram probably right now. Hopefully.
And we are also on Twitter.
Fiction and Lunch.
And you can support us in our project on Patreon and Ko-fi, where we are Fiction After Lunch. So please rate and review wherever you can. And this would be a huge help and we would really appreciate it.
Yeah. If you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review and a prompt, Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. The prompt can be from season 1 or 2. Maybe you want to mix both, have mini steps on people.
Oh, yes.
Or fan fiction if we talked about the series before on the podcast.
Now I'm getting more into like the mini Mindy. Like sometimes if people just take a part of this podcast.
Yeah.
And just take, like, this part where I'm like, oh, yeah, Mindy, where she steps some people. I'm like, yes, give me the knife.
Give me the knife.
And just imagine, like, someone who never listened to us will, like, see, like, a shot of this.
Mm.
Just like, what's happening there? Interesting. I feel absolutely. Relation. Was no. Yeah. So this was everything for today. It was a very nice chapter. What should be our last sentence?
Scroll a little.
Just finding something kid stuff, oder? Or?
Vomiting camel.
Oh.
No. Okay. Kid stuff is okay.
Kid stuff, would you say? Clean the board, please.
Trudy is fat and ugly.
This would be mean. No, we I don't like do Trudy, that. So no. Yeah, kid stuff maybe?
Yeah, kid stuff is okay.
Okay. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And please come back for more action, and maybe next time there will also be like a model of mine on YouTube.
A mini Mindy model.
A mini Mindy model.
Yeah.
Yes.
Model Mini Mini.
model Mini Mini. Oh, I cannot pronounce it anymore. So, thank you for listening. See you next time. And 3, 2, 1.
Kids Stop!